me. I'd ask her. And all she said, I don't know anybody. I don't want to go. Well, she finally got started to going, and then she wanted to take it over. She'd go in with the women folks, you know, and take a coffee break and talk to them a while. And all what I did, and I just went in, and if they wanted to talk a little, talked. And if they didn't, I just give them the eggs, and a lot of them left the cartons out, the money in the carton. But she liked it, and she wanted to just take it over. Of course, I went with her all the time.
The bugs have started again, hadn't they?
Yeah. He hollers pretty regularly. But so funny that those mockingbirds, you know, there's two sets here. They got nests around somewhere. But they used to be wake up any time of night and you hear them singing.
I wanted to ask you, you know, what women call that thing they tie around their waist when they work in the kitchen?
Apron. And you asked me that evening, where wife folks was at Oklahoma.
I see. Do you know whereabouts in Oklahoma?
Well, I know a part of it was Medill, but she was from I think town up there called Rabbit. Rabbit, Oklahoma.
That's it.
But the state wasn't very far up in Oklahoma. Medill was just not too far up there across the river.
That's it.
They come from there to Preston Bend. And then from there up here.
That's it. What would you call this thing that I'm writing with?
The pencil.
Or if it's got ink in it, you call it.
Yeah. Yeah. Point. I don't know, some kind of a point. Yeah. Called advertising and all.
What would you say that a man's three-piece suit consists of?
Goofa.
A man's three-piece suit?
Three-piece suit?
Yes, sir. What would you say that consists of?
Well, it consists of a pants, coat, and a vest.
Have you ever heard men call their pants anything else?
Well, I don't believe a hell myself. But I always call them pants.
You ever heard them call them trousers?